This episode of Healing Power Hour Radio is sponsored by... Natural Hair Creations by Samaya, located only 5 minutes south of downtown Atlanta, specializing in all your natural hair care needs. Whether you have locks, twists, or other unique natural hairstyles, Samaya is your natural hair care specialist. For a free consultation or to schedule your appointment, call 404-226-5429. That's 404-226-5429. 5429 Natural Hair Creations by Samaya. I'm scared,
tuned to Healing Power Hour Radio with your host, Dr. Akila L.
Dr. Akila L, and welcome to Healing Power Hour Radio. Hi, how are you all doing today? I know some of you were thinking, is Dr. Akila going to do another show before the month of February is going to be up? Of course I am. And here I am. This show just came to me out of thought yesterday. So because of the fact that we couldn't do a question and answer period, I decided that, okay, well, let me go ahead and do a show that's going to be a little deceiving as far as the title is concerned. So today is episode 29, titled Why Herbs Don't Work. And I know you're probably thinking, wait a minute, aren't you a naturopathic doctor? Why would you think herbs don't work? Well, just listen to the program. You'll catch on to what I'm going to say. So, anyway, I welcome you and everyone with the blessings of love, peace, health, happiness, and prosperity. You know, I want to talk about something that I just recently found out that was shocking to me. Now, some of you may have think that I came up with that love, peace, and health and prosperity all by myself, and I didn't. I learned this from a very powerful man who I just recently learned passed away. Last July, I do believe that his transition was July the 28th, 2009, and this came as a total shock. The person I'm referring to is a very controversial man. I know my mom don't like him at all, but he is if I have to give thanks to several influential people in my life, this man, Reverend Ike, is one of those people. And he got mixed reviews. Some people like him, some people don't. The reason I like him is because he talks on an esoteric level using the Bible. And one thing I do adore about him is the power of, he deals with the power of thought, thinking, and he loves money. And he tells you that the money is not the root of all evil, and that money is great, money is good. And I totally agree, you know. And a lot of people do not like that upfrontness about not being poor and thinking wealth and you know, the best thing about, you know, money is that it's best to have problems with money than have problems without money. And I totally agree. And, you know, when you come out like that, unapologetic for your views, you're gonna get some haters. And, I remember the first thing I heard from Reverend Ike, I was like, wow, this man is throwing some science. And because I have a different type of hearing than the average person, I'm hearing a lot of metaphysical phrases, and I'm hearing a lot of metaphysical science dealing with the power of the mind. And it goes from health, he does deal on that. Like, you want to lose weight, see yourself as the weight you want to be in your mind first. Close your eyes and visualize yourself going shopping with your new dress size. Feel yourself slipping into that dress and looking in yourself in the mirror and seeing how happy and proud you are. How good it feels to be in the size that you want to be in. And he deals with this, and it's something that I totally am all about. And I deal with that on a health level. I also deal that with hypnotherapy too. Those people who are suffering from depression, all of this stuff deal with the mind. The mind's sick, then the body's gonna be sick. You understand? You cannot heal the body if you don't heal your mind. And they go one and the same. And the medical society do not deal with the mind at all. They don't deal with it. If you got some stuff going on with your stomach, they don't deal with the fact that you probably got anxiety situations. If you got situations going on with your lungs, they don't see that you got inner depression. You got things going on with your liver, they don't think you got anger issues. They're not going to deal with that. You got bladder, you can't control your bladder. What you worried about? You know, these are things, and colon, oh, everybody's, you know, not having, been going to the bathroom for several days. You know, that's because you're holding on to crap. And when people say you're full of crap, yeah, you are. Let it out. Let it go. Let go of the old stuff that you don't need. But because we have things that happened to us in the past and people hurt us and people wrong us, we want to hold on to that as if we're punishing the other person when in fact we are punishing ourselves. And when you let go and forgive, you're not really letting the person off the hook. What you're doing is releasing those negative vibrations from your body so that they do not turn into diseases. You're letting go stuff. Whoever stole your man in the past, let it go. Forgive her. Forgive her. Let it go. He wasn't meant to be yours in the first place. She did you a favor. Love her for it. Bless her for it. Wish her prosperity and health with the two. And then guess what? You'll receive the same blessings. And this is the same stuff that Reverend Ike was teaching. But because he loved money, bless him for that. Because guess what? Dr. Keela loves money too. And for somebody who says they don't love money, then guess what? You're not going to get any. So I was so sad that Reverend Ike had passed away. Now, here's something that was real shocking to me. Reverend Ike had a stroke, it was either a stroke or a heart attack 2 years prior to his death. So So I think in 2007, he suffered either a heart attack or a stroke. Now, as a naturopathic doctor, when I would look at YouTube videos of Reverend Ike, because I have a lot of his CDs and I have a lot of his MP3s on my computer, on my laptop. You know, I really love listening to this man. He's very charismatic. He's very entertaining, and he's funny. You get me laughing, you got a captive audience for the rest of your life. But when I finally saw him for the first time, you know, like I told you, people like myself who can look at the body and can pick out your ailments based upon the discolorization going on in the face, how the cheeks look, how the body form, where the body fat is forming on the body, how you're walking, how you're standing, you know, all of these things we can look at to tell what is happening inside the body. Now, just like a minister, I don't know many that eat well. You know, the congregation, especially the elders, love to feed them that fattening, greasy food, especially that swine. You know how I feel about that swine. And if it ain't the swine, it's some beef ribs or steak or whatever. The most constipating meat in all the world, beef. And you can also see that he was suffering from blood sugar because he had those dark, I call them raccoon eyes. These are very prevalent in a lot of elders. And I saw a couple of young children, too, that have juvenile diabetes. They have that, too. They have that raccoon eyes with a darkness, shades of darkness underneath their eyes. That's high blood sugar, by the way. So, you know, I see this, and I'm like, oh, my God, he is eating all kind of craziness. Now, here's what I want you all to know, and it's not that Reverend Ike didn't practice what he preached. His emphasis was more on other things besides health. His emphasis was on more of helping others, spreading the word, building new congregations, you know, expanding his business, and definitely making sure that he never want for anything because he grew up poor. But I don't think health was on the top of his list because he had a big gut. And because of the situations in his face, you know, I'm not surprised about the heart attack. But I am sad because I adored that man. But it just goes to show you that if you can sit up here and say, oh, you know, you're going to do right, you're going to do right, and you say, oh, yeah, I'm going to eat this, eat that. You do a bunch of jibber-jabber talking, and yet still you eat crap. And it will catch up to you, ladies and gentlemen. It will catch up to you. And it doesn't take much to stay in shape. It really doesn't. I'm going to tell you, you want to live well into your 90s? Eat 5 days a week perfectly, or close to perfectly, and on the weekends, eat what you want. But you got to get some exercise in there. You definitely got to get some water in there. Y'all know how I feel about water, and I could tell by his skin. Water was not his friend, so it looked like a lot of alcohol uses. And, of course, if you're a millionaire like he was, I mean, and he loved to talk about how he loved Dom Perignon. But I know that if I was in his situation financially, I would definitely use that money to hire me cooks to prepare the type of meals I want to eat that are healthy. And when you have that frame of mind, my health is more of a top priority. And this is also your priorities. You know, some people have, and there's no judgment here, I want to say this, there's no judgment on your priorities, okay? You can have your top 3 or top 5 for some people of your priority. some people's priority is to start a family. It's the number one priority. And then second priority is to live in a nice area, okay? Third priority is probably to, it could be health. Or it could be financially successful. And fourth priority is, you know, somewhat successful or successful in your job. So your priority, so wherever health is, that's where it'll fall. So me, health is my number one priority. Then my business comes second. Then everything else comes third, fourth, fifth. You know? And I live my life according to that. So it is obvious to me that his health was not in the top three because he would still be here if it was. And so he's gone home, and I'm surely going to miss Reverend Ike. If you ever get a chance, now, if you're a judgmental person, if you don't like people inspiring you to gain wealth and success and happiness, don't even bother researching Reverend Ike. You're going to get a lot of people, especially Christians, who are going to bash him, start quoting the Bible, how, oh, a rich man can never get in heaven, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, just, hey, if you're that type of person, don't even bother. But if you're open-minded and you believe in self-empowerment and you believe in self-improvement, go to YouTube and just put in the search engine or the search box of YouTube, Reverend Ike, R-E-V-I-K-E, and just enjoy listening to all of the inspirational things this man says. He's very entertaining, and I love him. In death and in life, I love him. And this is where I got love, peace, health, prosperity, and success. I got that from him because he says, bless other people. I love his favorite saying. He says, if you curse the rich, you know how some people have money and people are like, what they going to do with all that money? They don't need that money. Oh, why would they spend all that money on that Lamborghini? They could have been saving it and got some food. Or, you know, whatever the person spent their money on, you got some people who judge them. And Reverend Ike says, that's cursing the rich. He says, never curse the rich because you'll never be one of them. And I love that. So when you see someone driving in a nice car, you send blessings to them. Don't hate. Send blessings to them. You see someone with some very, very expensive jewelry, bless them. Because blessing them, what did I talked about this now. And this all comes from Reverend Ike. Dr. Kelly didn't think of this herself. I said, what did I say back last 2009? When you bless someone, those blessings come back to you threefold. So when I start saying in every show, love, peace, health, happiness, and prosperity, and I'm blessing that to you, I got that from Reverend Ike because I'm blessing that to you so that those blessings come back onto me. And this is what you're supposed to do too. So do unto others as you have them to do unto you, because it's just like karma. You think bad of others, bad will come upon you. Okay? That's how it works. But anyway, I just had to throw that out there. I really wish this was set up to where I can play a couple of his, but I don't have it like that. When I go to Germany, I can probably tweak my, I think I could do that on my studio. Maybe not the phone on BTR's server, but I think on a studio, when I do studio recordings on Healing Power Hour, I'm going to insert some of Reverend Ike's teachings in there about empowerment, especially with the health, okay? So that's what I just wanted to say. And last but not least, I wanted to let you all know that I changed the date for the last day to purchase the herbs. It's going to be March the 15th, not March the 14th. So got March the 15th going on. We got a special that will be ending real soon, which is 15% off on a hair product, which is the best seller, by the way. I'm getting lots of people, lots of women, and I got a couple of men who are balding calling in to the wellness center that we have over there in Riverdale, and they're just praising and just thankful for the supplements. And we've been getting very large orders because, you know, we're going to cease them temporarily and then bring them back either in May or June. So this is one of the top-selling herbs that we have at Celestial Healing Wellness Center. It's highly effective, and people get results. You get results. This is not one of the things you got to keep trying, and you know, you will see results first bottle, guaranteed. All right, so let's get into the show. The show today is Why Herbs Don't Work. So let me get some drops out of the way because I want to smooth sail this because we have 40 minutes left in the show, and so I want to get into this topic and just keep running with it, and then that's it, okay? So here we go. We'll be right back, and then we'll get on our topic on why herbs don't work. We'll be right back.
The views and opinions expressed here on Healing Power Hour Radio are not necessarily the views and opinions. The views and opinions expressed.
Okay, that was the wrong button. Sorry. This is what I meant to push.
This is Healing Power Hour Radio with your host, Dr. Akila L. To listen to other archive radio shows full of health tips, holistic advice, and other natural remedies, check out our website at healingpowerhour.com. That's healingpowerhour.com. While you're there, feel free to sign up for our monthly newsletter and check out our list of educational videos. Have a health topic you would like us to discuss on the air? Tell us all about it by giving us a call at 770-603-0141 or go to our website to fill out our suggestion form. We look forward to hearing from you. HealingPowerHour.com. Celestial Healing Wellness Center, providing holistic health care all across the world. Our website is full of information from herbology, personal training, fitness, nutrition, massage therapy, herbal remedies, and a whole lot more. Check out our free health tips or even sign up for our monthly newsletter. Our website address is www.healingpowerhour.com. That's healingpowerhour.com, or give us a call at 770-603-0141.
And we're back. Sorry about that. Pressing wrong buttons. What's going on with me tonight? Great things. That's what's going on with me tonight. I'm in a very good mood today. So let's get on to our topic here of why herbs don't work. And you probably want to know, why would I say such a thing? Why would I have a title as a naturopathic doctor who live and breathe and preach natural medicine, which includes herbs, would say that they don't work? Well, I'm going to give you the top 10. Now, I really have 12 reasons why herbs don't work, and I'm going to tell you all the 12 reasons, but I'm going to get to the top 10 first and then the last two later. One of the reasons why, because I notice people are starting to down herbs now, and I'll talk to people periodically, you know, they don't even know I'm a naturopathic doctor because I don't really broadcast it. You know, I only want people to come to me that the Most High has led them my way. I don't advertise. 90% of my business is by referrals. And if you find me on the internet or you find me, period, it is because something led you my way because you were ready to take on a new way of life And it's the same to whether you take on the new way of life to take responsibility for your health, because a lot of people don't want to take responsibility for their health. They want to put their health in other people's hands. But this is the same thing like bringing a horse to water. You can't make the horse drink. The horse has to decide whether the horse want to drink or not. Even if the horse is thirsty, the horse still may not drink. And when people come to me with major illnesses, and regardless of how many referrals I have, how many people they call to say, oh, yeah, Dr. Keeler helped me. I had this cancer. Excuse me. I had this, that, and the other. You know, I was about on my deathbed, and I'm alive because of what she has done for me. They still will have doubt. Okay? And for those who don't even doubt, they just do wrong things. And then they talk about herbs don't work, herbs don't work. Yeah, I did this, I did that. No, they don't ever work. And so I'm going to break it down to you why they don't work. Let's go with number one, why herbs don't work. Self-diagnosis. Okay? Thanks to the internet, people can get on the internet and they will, let's say for instance, someone has let's do something common like the flu. Here we go, the flu. The person has the flu. So they want to know what natural remedies that they have for the flu. Now, they may not have been diagnosed with the flu. Actually, they could have had flu-like symptoms that are for something else, not necessarily the flu. But instead of going to a master herbalist or a naturopathic doctor to see exactly if it is the flu that they have, they self-diagnose themselves, okay, I have the flu because I had this before, so let me read on the internet what I need to take, okay? And come to find out that it's not the fact that they had the flu, it could have been a bacteria infection or some kind of infection that gave flu-like symptoms, and the same herbs that they have listed on the internet to take for the flu will not work if you have an infection. So they have flu-like symptoms, but in essence, they really have an infection. Therefore, they take herbs that are good for the flu. All right? Like, you know, you got so many herbs out there, but they'll take a bunch of vitamin C, and they'll take echinacea. Everybody loves that echinacea and Gardasil, you know, but it's not for everybody, and we'll get into that, too. And all of a sudden, they'll take some other stuff that I don't want to give a whole bunch of herbs out and people may go out there and try it themselves, but they'll take stuff that they read on the internet for the flu and all of a sudden their symptoms don't get better and then all of a sudden they're saying, oh, it don't work. This stuff don't work. And then they go to the doctor realized they had an infection, give them antibiotics which causes yeast and it kills the friendly bacteria in their system, and therefore, yeah, it may have suppressed. Now, remember, medications suppress the symptoms. They do not heal you, and they do not cure you. So once you take this and it suppresses your symptoms, it stops the runny nose, it stops the diarrhea, it stops the vomiting. It doesn't mean that the disease itself is gone. They just suppress the symptoms, and then you start experiencing some things from the side effects like constipation, headaches, you know, nausea. And then, of course, if you're a woman, you may experience some yeast infection because if you had a little bit of friendly bacteria left in your colon or your uterus, well, that antibiotic just killed that. It also corrodes cause burning in the lining of the stomach. So, you know, antibiotics, you know, it's a blessing and a curse at the same time. So they have that. But instead of finding out what it is that they have really by going to a profession, whether it's a medical doctor or a naturopathic doctor, you can go to a medical doctor and find out what's going on and go to a naturopathic doctor to get it taken care of naturally. So I'm not knocking medical doctors for diagnosing, okay? But it's best to know for sure what you have before administering any type of herbal remedies to yourself. So a lot of times when people say herbs don't work, it's because they diagnosed themselves with something and they took the wrong herbs for the misdiagnosis that was irrelevant to what they really was ill with. Okay? The second reason why herbs don't work is because Oh, and this is common. It's because a lot of people combine medication with herbs. I'm pretty no nonsense when it comes to certain medications. Now, I do understand that some medications you cannot cold turkey, and in some medications you can. And there's a lot of medications that are out there that are unnecessary. I'll let you know right now, and we already did our disclaimer about the views and opinions, but let me tell you something. Cholesterol medication is the most useless and unnecessary medication not out there. I can't say it's the number one, but it's in the top five, okay? And a lot of times if you take a cholesterol pill with an herbal remedy that is supposed to help with lowering the cholesterol, but also a lot of cholesterol pills cause a lot of other problems, they're going to counteract against each other. And sometimes it's the herbs counteract against the medication, but most of the time it's the medication counteracting against the herbs. So therefore, when people who want to, you know, get rid of high blood pressure, you know, you can't take the major herbs that are going to lower the blood pressure naturally and then be on blood pressure medication at the same time. And a lot of people get mad with me, and I say a lot, when they come to me and they don't tell me that they're still on the medication. Cause then I ask them that. Now I don't make anybody get off any medication. I don't. By law, I can't do that anyway. Okay? That's against the law. But I tell them, I said, you know, I'll say, okay, what is it that you want to do? You know, cause I do honor free will. So if someone says, well, I want to wean myself off of the medication, and then, you know, get on the herbs. So then I'll create the program according to their wish. But if they say, I want to stay on the medication because my doctor said, and then try some herbs, well, choose a God. You can't have it both ways. And so that's what I tell them. And they get mad at me because I'll say, look, you're going to do man's medicine or you're going to do God's medicine? You come to me, a naturopathic doctor, you should already know I'm not going to be pro-medication. I'm not going to be pro-medication. So if you're on high blood pressure medication and you coming to me, I'm assuming you coming to me to learn how to naturally cure high blood pressure, hypertension. And therefore, based upon your diet, based upon your sleeping, based upon your stress, based upon your lifestyle, based upon your eating, you know, based upon your hydration, I will construct a new regimen with you. And if you wish to wean yourself off, then you can do so. All right? Take care of the root cause of the problem of hypertension. You won't need the medication for hypertension. Doesn't that make sense? But you can't think you're going to take medication for hypertension, which always causes edema, water retention, and then think you're going to take herbs too, because the medication for hypertension will cancel out any and all herbs for hypertension. Just know that, okay? So that's when people combine the two, when they want to combine herbs and medication together, they just don't work, and then they go, oh, herbs don't work. Well, yeah, in that case, they definitely won't work because the medication is synthetic, it's made by man, herbs is natural, and it's made by God. You do the math. The third reason right here of why herbs don't work is because a lot of times people don't take the proper dosage. Now, based upon, this is the reason why I tell people, you know, they email me and they'll say, oh, Dr. Keela, I have fibroids and they're, you know, 12 centimeters and they're located, you know, inside my uterus and da-da-da-da-da. What herbs can I take? And I'm saying to myself, you got to be kidding me. I don't know anything about you. And nobody has the same regimen. I need to know what her weight is. I need to know her height. So I know how much of the herbs to suggest. If you are 330 pounds and you're 6'1", your herbal dosage is going to be different than someone who's 5'2" and weigh 110. Okay? Do you understand this? You have a bigger body, you have to take a higher dosage. If you have a smaller body, you have to have a smaller dosage. The FDA has regulated all herbal supplements, all supplements, all non-medicated supplements they must have the most minor dosage suggested as possible. Let's say, for instance, kelp, okay? I love kelp. Love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. Have some right here. I mean, I take a whole handful. I have a client, Michelle Morris. She even outtake me when it comes to kelp. Now, of course, I had to change change the kelp to something else. But I thought I took a whole bunch of kelp. You know, I take about 14, sometimes 16 capsules a day. She got me beat. Now, the bottle of the kelp will say take 2 wheat meals 2 times a day. Okay, that is the most minor, minimum dosage without diagnosing you as possible. Okay, so let's say, for instance, if you are low in iron, sweetheart, 2 capsules of kelp at 660 milligrams or 600 milligrams, because some of them have 600 milligrams, but 2 capsules of kelp at 600 or more milligrams per capsule, 2 times a day is nothing. It's like giving a whale a Tic Tac, useless. But based upon, you know, your weight and your height will determine whether you need to take 3 or 4 times a day. And a lot of people will look at this, especially my bigger clients, and they'll say, I gotta take that much? You sure that's safe? And what I have to remind them is that this is not medication. By any means, you could never do something like that with medication, because medication is very concentrated, and medication is what? Drugs, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, these are drugs. So you could not, let's say, for instance, you got low iron. You have kelp, and then you have iron supplements. And we all know that the synthetic iron supplements given by the medical doctors will cause constipation. And the proper prescription by the medical doctors is 1 pill a day. Sometimes 1 pill with food twice a day, depending on how anemic you are. Well, if you were to take 4, let's say, for instance, I'm 6'2", and I weigh 170 at the moment. I'd probably be going lower than that. I haven't been on a scale lately since I've been training. But for the sake of argument, I'm 6'2", 170. And a doctor is going to prescribe me an iron pill because, quote-unquote, I'm anemic, which is not the case, but we're playing pretend here. And he gives me, says, take 1 tablet of this synthetic iron with food twice a day, okay? Now, with being anemic, if I was anemic, I would take about, based upon my height and weight, I would take about 4 to 5 capsules of kelp at 660 milligrams, 2 or 3 times a day. Sometimes I'm lazy, and I just throw 6 or 7 in my hand and just go for it, just gulp it down my throat because I'm in a rush, okay? And I'll do that twice a day. And I don't worry about the third day. But if I was to take 5 capsules, if I was to take 5 tablets of synthetic iron, do you know my bowels were locked up so bad, I doubt that I would probably get out of the bed. I think I would be bedridden because it is synthetic drugs. So when it comes to herbs, you have to know the proper dosage based upon your height, your weight, and your condition. If you are just a little, if you're not anemic, but you're just a little sluggish, then your dosage is going to be different than someone who's anemic. And this is what herbalists and naturopathic doctors do. We know how to use this information based upon your stats, your lifestyle, your eating, your everything, and tell you the proper quantities of herbs, or suggest the proper quantities of herbs to take, okay? Number 4, taking the wrong herbs for the illness. Okay, this was almost close to 1, but let me, I love number 4. some people will hear, like to go by hearsay and take what someone heard that they would say. I don't know if I did this show. I think I did. And some people from the South is going to remember this. Remember when people were saying taking coconut oil would make you lose weight? And I didn't know where the hell black folks got that crap from. I don't know who started that rumor, but I tell you what, it was always overweight people telling me that coconut oil make them lose weight. I have never had anybody thin tell me that the stuff works. They always heard my sister's cousin's boss, uncle, niece did it, and she lost 30 pounds. And it's always somebody you could never verify who lost the weight. And I said, coconut oil is not going to make you lose weight. Who's telling y'all this crazy stuff? And it's stuff like this. Here's another one. Ginger tea. Okay? Ginger tea is supposed to make you, supposed to speed up the metabolism, which makes you eat fat while you're sleeping. And people hear this stuff. They go, ooh, Shirley, guess what? My coworker told me that her mama done lost 25 pounds off of ginger tea. Say, what, girl, ginger tea, really? Uh-huh, she said she drinks a cup in the morning and a cup after lunch and a cup before bed, and while she's sleeping, the fat, it just goes into your system and it starts to eat up all the fat from you. And when you wake up, you got to go to the bathroom and you just eliminate all that fat off you, and you start looking good in about 2 to 3 weeks. Say, what, girl, let me go on over there to that herb store and give me some of that ginger tea. She takes the ginger tea. Guess what? The fat don't go nowhere. And what she said? Girl, I don't know what you talking about, child. I was on that ginger tea and it ain't do nothing for me. As a matter of fact, I done gained 5 extra pounds. Guess who takes the bad rap? Not the sister who done told her that lie, but the ginger tea is the one who gets the bad rap. So poor old ginger tea, who was an innocent bystander, somebody done lied on ginger. Somebody tried on ginger, and now somebody hating on ginger. So stop taking the wrong herbs because you heard somebody's mama take it, and they got results. If you want to know what herbs to take, go to an herbalist. Even go to an herb store. If you want free advice, that's where you need to go about what type of herbs to take, because they're going to tell you if ginger tea is going to make you lose weight or not, and they're going to be truthful about it because they don't want you to come back in that store and cuss them out for selling you something that wasn't going to work. So if you were to go into an herb store and say, I heard ginger tea, you know, helps you lose weight while you sleep, they'll laugh at you and tell you, no, that's not true. Okay? So you saved your money, whatever. Now, you call Dr. Keeler. Dr. Keeler's going to be like, you need to make an appointment with my sister, Michelle. All right, so let's go to number 5. Gee whiz, 17 minutes. Okay, number 5. Okay, number 5 for why herbs don't work. Toxic bowels, a toxic liver, and a toxic kidney. Okay? In other words, if your bowels, kidneys, and liver are toxic, herbs will not work because you need to cleanse out these important organs in your body, okay? If you're constipated and you haven't had a bowel movement in days, if your liver is full of all kind of metals, medications, it's fighting off the chemicals that you had in your food, the type of fat that you had in your food, it's not going to be able to assist the herbs to do their job. And the same thing with the kidney, especially with people who don't like to drink water. Okay? How are you going to deliver? The kidneys assist the liver. And a lot of times, if the liver can't do it, it dumps it on the kidneys. And this is how people get kidney stones or they get kidney failure because you don't like to drink your water. All right, I'm not going to get on my preaching box about water. Y'all know how I feel about it. Drink it. You're supposed to be drinking some right now as you listen to this program. Okay, number 6, why herbs don't work. Okay, people take it, number 6, You take it for a few days and then you stop and claim it doesn't work. Say, for instance, someone is having problems with sleeping, okay? And they're not sleeping because either they have a lot of parasites or because they're very stressed or because of hormones. Hormones will keep you up, okay? And if a naturopathic doctor or herbalist or whoever who's in a profession who knows these things say, okay, you're having insomnia because of parasites. And so they put you on a parasite cleanse. And you take it for 2 days. Now, before you took the parasite cleanse, you were only getting 2 to 3 hours of sleep. And then you were up for the rest of the night. You was on the parasite cleanse for 2 to 3 days. And now you move from 2 to 3 nights of sleep to 5 nights of sleep. And you're like, these herbs don't work because you expect to have 8 hours of sleep the first day. Well, baby doll, honey, sweetie, sookums, when it comes to parasites, it takes a couple of weeks, several weeks, it depends on how big the colony is inside your body, to get killed off. And parasites are very active at night, and they're very active during the full moon. So if the full moon lasts for 3 days, so say, for instance, you're taking these herbs, which is a good time to actually take a parasite cleanser, is during the full moon, because that's when everybody come out to party at night. And when you take this, this real will keep you up if it's because of parasites. Like I said, if you have hormones or you're stressed, the parasite cleanser are going to do you no good. But let's say, for instance, we're sticking to the parasite. So you take this, and you notice the first 2 days or the first 3 days, you really don't see any change, and then you just throw the stuff away and say it don't work, and not realizing that it takes a while to kill off the parasites. But once they're gone, your sleep is back to normal, and you'll start to gain an hour, probably a week. Okay, so like if you were sleeping for only 2 to 3 hours, after that 1 week, when you kill off a colony, you start to go from 4 to 5 hours. And then when you kill off another colony, it goes from 5 to 6 hours. And another colony, because see, let me tell you something how you kill parasites. You have to take the cleanser for like 2 weeks. And then you take a week off. And then you start again for another week, 2 weeks. And see, why you take that week off is because you killed the parents, the grandparents, the uncles, and the aunts. But the babies in the eggs have not been killed off. So you wait that 1 week for the eggs to hatch and for the babies to start turning into adults, and then boom, you start getting them again for another 2 weeks, okay? Then you take another week off, and then you do it for the last 2 weeks, and you're doing that just in case a couple of, you know, shiesty cousins was hiding in the cracks of the colon, and they was like, "I ain't gonna get me." And then you get them just in case. So the third time you do the parasite killer, it's not because you want to, you got another colony to kill. You want to kill the stubborn ones who just refuse to die. And then you get them on the third week. So, you know, taking herbs for a few days and then stopping and thinking it's not going to work, that's another reason why herbs don't work, because people do not, they're so used to medications that medications suppress the symptoms and they think they've been cured. You know, people who have headaches will take stuff that will disconnect, especially a histamine, will disconnect the nervous system, and then you don't have headaches no more. You think you're cured of your headaches. Well, it's not the case. Once you stop that medication, the headaches come back stronger. I don't know what that was. So anyway, so that's that. So anyway, so that's for number six. Okay, number seven. All right. Number seven is dehydration. Yes, dehydration. Now, like I said, I'm not even going to go into details about dehydration. Y'all know what I mean about not drinking your water. You need water for herbs to work. Okay? If you don't drink your water, if you don't stay hydrated, how do you expect the herbs, the actual healing chemicals of the herbs to reach the destination in your body? Your body is 90% water. You need water. If you're dehydrated, you taking herbs, you are wasting money. Point blank. So, like I said, y'all know how I feel about water. You all supposed to know how to drink your water. I told you how to drink your water per your body weight. So you all should know how to do that by now. And if you're dehydrated, you don't like water, you don't like the way water tastes, and you taking herbs, guess what? If they don't work, now you know why. Okay, number 8 on why herbs don't work. Taking herbs at the wrong time or with the wrong meals, okay? Some herbs are supposed to be taken on an empty stomach. Some herbs are supposed to be taken 30 minutes before you eat. Some herbs are supposed to be taken while you're eating. And some herbs can be taken after you finish eating. And this is important. This is for people who have mastered herbs. Because if you take herbs, let's say, for instance, you get an herb, and this is the type of herb that you're supposed to take on an empty stomach, okay? One of the favorite ones, if I'm not mistaken, is let me just give an example. Barberry is an herb that I like to suggest to women who have extremely heavy bleeding for, like, days. Very, very heavy days. And barberry is one of those herbs that will help cease that. And you should not, or you cannot, or it's suggested that you do not take barberry with food, okay? It has to be taken on an empty stomach, and because the food will interfere with the process of it gathering with the hormones, and nurturing the lining of the uterus, which is the endometrium, which is the shedding of the walls, which is causing all of that profuse menstrual blood. Okay, so if you have extremely heavy bleeding and you take barberry with food, especially on a full stomach, and it doesn't work, ta-da, now you know why. And this is sometimes people don't understand the chemical makeup, the natural chemical makeup of certain herbs, and therefore they just go at it unknowingly, unknowingly causing, you know, nothing to happen. So this is the reason why it doesn't happen. Oh, I'm running out of time. Okay, number nine, terrible lifestyle. Here's the thing, if you like to drink heavy alcohol every weekend, if you love to eat heavy meals at 2 o'clock in the morning, and you have a major illness or sickness, and you don't like vegetables, you don't like water, guess what, sweetie? Go and run to the medical doctors, because there's no herb on earth that's going to help you. None. I don't care what you take. You want to eat crazy, you want to eat at crazy hours of the night, you like to drink a lot of alcohol every weekend. I can see if you do it in moderation, but you want to do this Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and if it's a holiday on Mondays, you're going to include that too. You don't like to drink water when alcohol causes dehydration, okay? And you refuse to drink water because you don't like the way water tastes, or water don't have a taste. I think that's the most idiotic thing I ever heard anybody say, right, why they won't drink water. But you don't want to drink water because it doesn't have a taste to it. And therefore, your liver is crying the blues, and so are the kidneys. And you are that close from dialysis, and you want to take some herbs to help with your constipation, help with your brown eyes, the white part of your eyes being brown. You want to help with the fact that you got halitosis. You know, you don't even have the lifestyle that will even welcome herbs into your life. It's not the herbs, sweetie. You got to change your lifestyle too. You got to change your eating. You got to change everything along with the herbs. It's not a cure-all. This is why medication is good for those type of people, because the doctors don't care if you don't change your eating, change the way you drink water, change your thought process, change your lifestyle, change the way you feel about yourself, how you need to love yourself. And you can take medications that will suppress the symptoms and keep on living and keep on going with life as if nothing is wrong with you. Number 10, why herbs don't work. Healing crisis. Okay, a lot of times when people do the right things, they'll do the herbs, they'll do the diet, the eating regimen, they'll do the water, they'll do the thinking, and all of a sudden they start to get sick, or they feel like they're going to get sick. So they feel like, oh my God, I'm having a headache, or I feel icky all over, and I've been throwing up, or I got diarrhea, and they think that the herbs make them sick. But it's not. It's a healing crisis, and a healing crisis is when you have suppressed illnesses that were suppressed deep in the core of the body due to the medications. Herbs are pulling them out so that you do not have a recurrence of this or a relapse of this ever again. And therefore, when you're cleansing, it feels like you're getting sick. And this is called a healing crisis, because once you get over the healing crisis, you feel like a new person. And the illnesses that the herbs pulled out that caused the healing crisis will never come back again unless you do the same thing to cause them to come back in the first place, okay, to do them to come in the first place. So when you have a healing crisis, it's best to stick with it. Sometimes when people go through extreme healing crisis, it's easy to stop a healing crisis by eating something you're not supposed to eat. I had a woman who was going through a major healing crisis, but she had a speaking engagement the next day, and what I told her to do was go eat some pizza. You know, and the fact that she was vegetarian, I said, go eat some pizza with some fish on it or some chicken on it, because the body be like, what? Hey, forget about that cold she had two years ago. Look at this pizza, and it'll stop dealing with the healing crisis. Your healing crisis will end within 6 to 12 hours, and then you'll feel normal the next day. And then you can get back on your regimen and live the healing crisis out. And this is usually guided through a professional, like a herbalist or a naturopathic doctor. So when people go through a healing crisis, they'll stop the healing crisis thinking that the herbs made them sick, when it's just really a healing crisis. And then they say, them herbs don't work. They made me sick. They didn't make me feel good. And it's not the case. All right, so I did the top 10. Let me do the last two. Also, another reason why herbs don't work is because the lack of sleep. Now, I just did the top 10, so here's the bonus. Lack of sleep. Your body can't heal if you're not sleeping, okay? If you're not sleeping, the body does not rebuild itself. If you're not sleeping, the body is not healing, point blank. So you can take all the herbs if you want. You up all night long, and you only getting 2 to 3 hours of sleep, the body is not rebuilding itself. Okay, so it's important when you are ill to sleep. This is why people feel tired. This is why people want to lay down, because the body is breaking you down so that it can rebuild itself, so that it causes you to be sleepy. Okay, and this is how a lot of people who are sick are bedridden. The body wants you to stop moving so that it can rebuild itself. But when some people take medications or they'll take caffeine to make themselves stay up, the body is not rebuilding itself, and therefore you're not healing, and ta-da, you say that the herbs are not working. And the last, but definitely not least, the bonus two, the second reason, which is a bonus one, was lack, bonus one was a lack of sleep, bonus two, is negative mentality. I don't know why she want me to take this garlic to help with my immune system. I eat garlic all the time, and it don't do nothing but stink up my breath. Listen, if you don't like herbs and you think negative of herbs, don't take them. And ladies and gentlemen, stop forcing herbs on loved ones who are not interested. Let me tell y'all something. My father had prostate cancer. My mom and my dad both have diabetes and high blood pressure. Now, I have cured, and they know this. You see what I'm saying? This ain't nothing new. They see me cure myself naturally of cancer, stage 4. They also notice that I don't have high blood pressure or diabetes or any other illnesses like they do. But do you think they listen to me? No. I suggest to them the things that they could take to live a productive life, a healthy life. They're not interested. I don't force it down their throat. That's it. But when your elders, when your family, when your friends are not interested in taking any herbs, do not force it upon them, because they'll take it out of resentment because you done bothered them to high hell and high heaven about it, and they taking it, and so they can tell you, I told you so, those stupid herbs don't work. If they're negative about it, if you're negative about it, leave herbs alone. It's not going to work because what, just like I said earlier about Reverend Ike and I talking about the mind, whatever you think, so shall it be. You think herbs not going to work, you're going to make it correct. You spoke the word. And if you think herbs are not going to work, they're not. Okay. Ha! 45 seconds left. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that's it for today. I want to thank you all for listening to Healing Power Hour Radio. I will be back next month for our one of our whatever, I don't know. I'm not even going to try to talk about it. We will do another show next month before I leave for Germany. If you have any questions, you can always call my office during normal business hours. I'll be there tomorrow morning, just briefly, 770-603-0141. This is Dr. Keela. I bless everyone here listening with love, peace, health, happiness, and prosperity. Have a blessed weekend, ladies and gentlemen. Have a blessed day, and I wish upon everyone a successful 2010. Peace and love. And I don't have any music to end with, so we're just going to end it like this. I'll have music next time, probably in March. So I'll do another show in March. I don't know if I'm going to do two shows in March or just one show in March, but I will do one show guaranteed before I leave for Germany, and then from then on out, it'll be one show a month, and the rest of the shows will be studio shows that you can go to HealingPowerHour.com. That's healingpowerhour.com, and go to Healing Power Hour Radio page and just click on the studio link, and that will be all the studio recordings, okay? All right, ladies and gentlemen, love you. Mean it. Peace.